All right, microphone check. 1, 2, skip the bullshit. You already know the Gemini Scorpio podcast, episode 42. Mr. J Hill, I'm here.
You said
you wanted it, then when I give it to
Hiller
you.
Hiller Bay is here. Ms. Greenaway is in the building.
Yes, sir. Alexander DeBlanc.
Yeah, the whole gang is here. Shout out to Lante Base Guard, Wyman, J Productions, Monique, Pink Celebrity, Joseph D. Friend, Gio DeLeo, and of course, Christopher Cheatham is in the building, businessman
Period.
Himself. Hey, y'all know how we get it popping. How was everybody's week?
What was my week this week? What did I do?
I feel like everybody did the same thing.
No, we got a lot of date nights in this week, right, babe?
No, we did. We got
it
popping.
It was
a lot
fun. We can't just have a date night. It had to be about the money.
I mean,
but we had a lot of fun this week. I had a lot of fun. Yeah, Amaya's on vacation this week, so it's been just me and Papa here doing what we want to do.
Yes.
And it's been fun.
We watched some old episodes of the podcast.
Yeah, we did. My wigs was crazy. I will kill everybody who did not let me know. Oh, my God. Like, why did y'all have me up here looking crazy like that?
It was cool, babe. I was looking cruddy too, but I mean.
Yo, God damn. I mean, I had a lump in one wig. I was my God. Monique, what was you at?
That was
the
that
one.
Was,
you know that wig. You know
that
the one
was pre.
That you know that wig. You know that wig. Mm-mm.
I think that was before Monique was
here. Shout out to my real wig slayer, Kendall, because that other shit, nah. That wasn't it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a fun week. We had, like I said, a lot of date nights. Me and Jay got to spend a lot of quality time. So it was good.
You looking good, shorty?
Thank you.
Got the fat ass and all that.
You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that like a love?
Y'all in love today. Okay.
Today.
Today.
How was y'all week?
For the minute's sake.
My week was chill. I'm going to let Jazz go last. But
yeah, because Jazz always come with some adventurous shit like Tarzan. Like,
and you know what?
Jazz a Power Ranger in her nightlife, bro. Like, she's fighting crime and shit. She got, look, y'all what? But now, my week was chill. It was just a lot of reading, studying and shit. But yeah, it was chill.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. You did a lot of like hanging out with any...
Any Scorpios?
Jay's funny as shit.
Basically, my man said,
it's like, nah.
Did you guess? He basically said, you got some ass this week.
Nah,
still celibacy.
Nah, it's definitely still celibacy.
For
you
now,
know,
I like it.
Nah, he's lying now.
Nah, I'm not.
You fucked something. I did. I can see it. I can read.
You can read
people.
It.
What? I read it.
Nah,
Scorpio,
I didn't.
Scorpio sweaty can read something. They be reading wrong
I
as
mean,
shit.
Let me step into your soul.
Nah, 90%. 10% we be wrong, but I take that for the 90%. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Nah, we still wholesome on this side. You know, we chilling.
He's about to do something, bro.
But he's just on his mind. He's on his mind. He's like, I mean, not yet, but I might.
Yeah, he got a
this week.
I got a friend, though.
See, I told you.
Wait.
I told you. I can see.
Wait. This, it gotta be serious when you announce it. Because I ain't announcing just a friend.
That's just a friend.
She's a friend. She's
but
a
I ain't
friend.
Announcing that. Like, you don't need to know.
She's a special friend.
She gotta be special.
She cool. Fuck with Shawty.
Oh.
She cool.
Aww, I like it.
Childish.
Look at this nigga. Look, why you shake your head?
I have
right?
to
like,
say it. Jazz, guess what? She's a Scorpio.
Give me some. Come on.
Come on. Like, here you go.
Come on.
Look at this thing. Look at it.
Because
what you
we
guys
like
say?
Changing. We're like
they
changing
love us.
People.
They love us. They love us. It's toxic, but you're going to love it here, baby.
Hey.
You're going to love it here, baby. Jess, how was your week?
My week was challenging, but my week was also very motivational. I feel like I'm a blessed person. I feel like I did a lot of self-reflecting, a lot of time to self-reflect, and I think that... you know, I have come to some realizations about just, you know, everything, like how I want to live, how I want to handle myself, portray myself, and just like what I open the door to, what I allow in my space. Like, I'm really getting ready to like reboot my entire thought process.
Yeah. Lit.
Yeah, I love it.
That's dope.
I love it. And you do that. Everybody has to do that. It's like a refresh and a reset, mm-hmm. like all the time. It's like mm-hmm. a constant thing, though, because you have to constantly overly analyze
life,
everything.
Life just like, it's never smooth.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
if you can't adjust to it, you'll fold.
Yes.
So I just have to stay on point and remember, like, all right, shit happens. And it's always happened. And, you know, you got
to
move.
Yep. Love to see it.
I had to do some adjusting, too, because, you know, Sade was telling me how I wasn't shit for real, basically. Like, we had a conversation. I was like, you changed for real? She's like, nah, you changed. Like, when I first met you, you was lit. You was popping. You was doing all this and all that. You was always busy. And then COVID came and you just was always in the house. Like, you wasn't busy. And I'm like, oh, all right.
Say less. Busy.
So last week was pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Next week, fuck around, be better than that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm saying,
speak that energy. Yeah, I think, law of attraction.
You know what?
Bro.
The more you do, the more things come.
Yeah. I think I got a host after this, too.
Yeah, we a hashtag.
Yeah, I think I do.
So we're going to go party after this?
I mean, you know you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I'm out of here. Cap.
Like, I'll be out. So I'm going to make a phone call. I think, I'm not sure, but.
Yeah. And first of all, in the perception of Jay, I never told him he wasn't shit. So he just took it and ran. That's that Gemini shit. He took it and he was like, this is what she really said, even though that's not what I said.
So what you say, babe?
I ain't gonna lie. I be doing that shit too, though.
What you say,
babe?
What happened was we were talking about, like, where we were at a time in our relationship and where we were at the time. And I said before, you know, it's different. It's COVID. You're home more. You don't work as much as you did through COVID. He took that out. Say less. You wrote me against... You want me to get back on the scene? Say less.
Now I thought I chilled out for you. Like, that was what I was doing.
Now he's booked up. Now he's booked up every day. He's had interviews all week. He's been, but you know, he's getting to that bag. I'm proud of you, baby.
I thought, you know what I'm saying? Like, you was like, I'm busy, COVID.
It was motivation.
I chill for the family.
Did you see it as motivation, though? It was just essential.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I love a challenge. It's cool.
I love a challenge.
Why everything got to be competitive with you?
Nah, but you know what? Competition drives me as well. Even if it's like competing against like something I did in the past. Like,
yeah.
That drives me.
Yeah.
Because when I'm competing, it's different from when I'm doing something just to get through it. When I'm competing, I show up 110%.
And I hate losing. Just period. Like, I hate to lose.
I hate being wrong, even though I don't mind it. Is the difference.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate when somebody got to tell me about myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's a difference between, like, hating it and not. I don't mind it. Like, I'll listen, but it's like, fuck. Shit.
Right. Wish nobody had to say that.
Yeah.
Right. Like, hold yourself accountable. You should be able to.
Especially when it's run through your mind. Yeah. Like, whatever they say, you considered it.
Because I'm my worst critic. So I already thought about it before you said it.
So it's like, I've seen it already, but you see it. Now it's like, all right, now you see it. All right, then I got to do something about it.
Hey, yo, question. How many people in here have seen Charm City Kings?
You seen it? I see it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I seen the trailer.
So you know what's crazy? I had a hosting last night and somebody from the movie came out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was it a girl or a guy?
It was a guy.
From Baltimore?
Was it Chino?
No, you probably know Chino.
I don't know who it was.
Yeah. You know Chino, right? You know
Chino. I mean, I don't know him personally.
But you know
but
who he is. Like,
yeah.
But I was gonna I wanted to talk about that for a second. Yo, we don't talk that bad.
The main character.
Hold up, time out.
I feel like your accent is watered down, bro.
Yes, y'all do.
You say my accent is watered down?
Your accent has changed, bro.
Nah, hold up.
From like being a personality on air, I feel like you kind of switch. It's not as hard as
it's watered down, but I hear it.
And you hear it, but it's not.
Yo.
But this is what I will say.
It's not Avenue. It's not Avenue. No, it's not that. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, it's bad.
When I was listening, I was like, I know what Jay's saying. Like, they're overly emphasizing it. I'm like, but bro, y'all sound like that. No, to a nigga who not from Baltimore, y'all sound like that.
Y'all did it. I can see how people would say we sound like that. But yo was he was exaggerating the fuck out of
like
everything. Like, yeah, so what you gonna do? Like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, you. Like, you know, it ain't like that. Like, I don't speak like that.
But it was like they
yeah,
told me.
Yeah, because I ain't fucking with that. Like, you mean for
nah, they was wildin'.
The nigga sound like he was from fucking England somewhere. Like, what the fuck? Like,
but y'all remember when they said that English. Baltimore niggas sound like they from New Britain?
Yeah, that's proper. Y'all speak hella proper. That's all
but you
I
know what's
like.
Funny? Because when the boy was doing it, it was like they just told him, just add yous and dos 50 times.
No,
just
because
keep doing it.
Seriously, though, when you think of Baltimore, the first thing that people say is, you do
shoot. It was just sound like
Hughes.
Like, yeah, man. But the way he was speaking, I was like, yo, we don't speak like. Like, but then you'll hear Tino speak or
it's
Lily
always
Queen
two
speak.
Though. Nah, that's always the first one. Two.
Test, yeah.
How you say dog?
Dog.
Okay.
Because they say Doug.
He said
they say
Doug.
They say Doug.
No, that's Doug.
Like,
but you know what?
Doug?
Nah.
Y'all know y'all say Doug.
Hold up. Because my right hand man is a Baltimore nigga, and that nigga does say, "What's up, Doug?" I'd be like, "Ugh."
All right.
Yeah.
Well, so, even the way you said it,
you know,
right?
I ain't from that side.
Even the way you said it, it was different from how he was saying. He was like, "Like yeah, Doug." Doug. Like, he literally said it like,
"Like
you."
He was exaggerating
the shit. Like you, I'm like, "Yo, you don't shut the fuck up."
Jay could not watch the movie in peace.
That
like,
shit was pissing me off.
It was a good movie. And we're watching it, and Jay just was like, "Oh my God, stop this shit every 2 seconds."
So outside of that, I love the movie.
Yeah,
like,
it was a great movie.
Even in that, right? Even though I hated it, I love the fact that they did try to portray Baltimore. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love that. You know what I'm saying? Even though
they used Baltimore people,
yeah.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Even
they
though
did
he did it like overly.
Okay, but
a lot.
You know what? You know what? One of my pet peeves was about The Wire. It was Big G. Being from Baltimore, and I could hear his DC accent so heavy.
Yeah, a lot of people said that though.
Yeah,
a lot of people said that. I heard
so
that
yeah,
a lot.
But what I'm saying, like, I think the movie is great. I think even through the bullshit that I didn't like, right. I feel like they did a great job at like capturing Baltimore,
right.
Like from the dirt. Like, I think they did really good.
No, they did.
I wonder what the film guys have to say about it, because you know how like, you might think something's good, and the next thing you know, you reading all fucking.
But
bad
you
shit
gotta be careful
reviews.
With that, because critics sometimes are not. Even qualified to
right.
make a judgment
yeah.
on if something was
yeah.
really
that's
Baltimore or not.
It being a movie, I think is okay. It's good, but it ain't the best movie. But me being from Baltimore,
you
definitely puts
yeah.
the oh,
it
I love yeah.
yeah.
It,
and
it
I,
puts
and I,
two more stars for me.
Right, and what I just love, like just imagine being you know working hard in your city, and they put you in a movie from your city. That
yeah.
shit.
Hell
was
yeah, that's
so
a stamp.
Much,
and that
but
was
you know
what?
Love,
that's
bro.
Part
like wire,
of that's
wire,
part of what we have to do as Black people.
Yeah,
yeah
like I thought that was so dope. And shout out to Meek Mill because he really,
yeah, he
I love this
lit.
Character in there,
lit.
And I thought he did such a good job in his character,
facts.
And it was dope.
Hell
like
yeah.
I really fucked with it.
So wait, where was he from in the movie? Baltimore, Philly.
Well, it's crazy because they didn't really emphasize
where he was,
Baltimore.
Well, right.
Okay.
Right.
But you knew it was Baltimore.
And,
like, you know
and
saying,
they,
like,
they really filmed it around Baltimore. It was
all
I mean, Charles City.
Yeah.
That's Baltimore.
Yeah.
yeah.
So it was the whole, all the streets, all the houses. Matter of fact, shout out to Ant. The nigga shot next door to Ant House. Cool
yeah.
Ant. Like, we was like, that's Ant House. Like, that shit was hard.
The thing, I love the depiction. And everything, what I do, and that, see, I didn't say do, but like what I do,
I told you.
You just said it though.
Yeah.
But
you
don't
know,
you know, like, talent though. I
nah,
like,
but what I do,
but Jay always be like, because I went to college, bro.
But whatever.
What in like Baltimore, about, my nigga.
What I like about the what
in
I,
Baltimore, Jay. Boy, you went to Morgan.
Right, that's the Baltimore fucking.
I mean, honestly, it's not really for real because it's like that's how I got introduced to like. Caribbean, West Indian.
Nah,
Africans.
You got some diversity
you know
in there,
yeah.
but you just got Baltimore diversity.
Like
hell yeah.
Well,
it's
definitely
so
diverse
many,
in Morgan.
There's
hell
a lot of
yeah.
people come here
yeah.
and go to Morgan.
What I didn't like, it didn't have anything with the movie. It's about COVID and everything. I wish that, like, you know, Willie Queen, and not really Chino, because Chino has definitely been having success, but more specifically for the Willie Queen, for Baltimore, like, the fact that COVID fucked it up. Being in theaters,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Like that's, I'm like, fuck, like,
because you know what?
I remember seeing commercials about it.
Yeah,
it was going to be in theaters. I'm like, shit, like, especially for like somebody like Willie Queen,
right? And,
like,
and then they probably didn't get as much money because you know how many people are
like
streaming for free
and everything.
Like
yeah.
even like you know what I'm saying. It sucks because it's like
we paid.
Yeah, but we know
paid.
We know people
because
we pay
for the subscription.
Yeah,
yeah, but we know people that have links and shit.
Yeah,
yeah. So, but we our view count.
We paid.
We did it the right way. We did it the right way.
We support.
We just got a subscription through Hulu, so fuck it.
Yeah.
It's still HBO.
No, but when they sell it to those companies, they get.
Yeah, that's why I said we paid.
Yeah, they get
royalties. Yeah. But let's get into the podcast.
So it's on Hulu.
It's on HBO Max.
Okay, I have that.
Yeah,
I do.
That shit bad. I told you. Yeah. I mean, you can get the other one if you want. All right. But yeah. So. Second one, who was it?
I'm still struggling for anyone who just heard that.
What?
Nah, Sade.
Oh, yeah, I have HBO Max. Right. I'm like, but I'm Sade still struggling.
Just in,
yeah.
just in case
I want to watch TV.
Sade, sign it off.
All right. So the topic that we have today, and I just thought it was so dope because me and Jasmine actually accidentally had this conversation, but it was such a good conversation.
They didn't say that in a meeting yesterday. I just want to say accidentally.
She wasn't on the call, though.
No, I know, but Sade was dragging us for our topic yesterday.
Because y'all didn't have one.
I know.
They didn't have one.
They was
so
dragging
us.
No, wait, hold on.
I know what my excuse was.
Like she was dragging us in a meeting.
No, we had a topic. I just didn't know if I wanted to use it or not.
Okay, facts.
So that's not true.
That is a fact.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, I still wasn't ready at the time. However, so like I was saying, me and Jazz had such a good conversation on this, and you know, we agreed that it would just be good, something good to talk about on the podcast. So what it is surrendering to your partner and surrendering when you're dating and you actually like somebody.
Yes.
And how we kind of viewed it, and then Jazz can tell how she views it, you know, just from in a partnership, you know what I mean, what surrendering means sometimes. Like, you know, obviously me and Jay been together going on 3 years, and you know, we've seen a lot of things, we've dealt with a lot of things like together and internally, and sometimes when it's time to move to the next step, like all the little fun things that created butterflies or did little things before, it's hard to surrender to do again, because it's almost like, but I still, you know what I'm saying, nigga, nah. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I remember, like, last week, like, I don't know, I just, we was just small bickering about something small, and I went in the room, I'm like, I'm going to lay down, and I was in the bed, and I'm like, damn, I'm going to go sit out there with him. And I was like, I'm not going to sit out there with this nigga, fuck that. Then I said to myself, I was like, what's wrong with you? Why you can't just go sit out there? But it was hurting me to, like, just go do it. And I'm sitting there like, bitch, you better not get up. And my other angel on my shoulder like, bitch, go out there, go sit with him. So I was like,
the battle
sitting
within.
There, it was like a battle. And I'm like, why am I battling about
that? Is
that
a Scorpio thing?
It might be.
Nah, because the angel was the one that remember was really going on that night. You know what I'm saying? The devil was just like, they in denial. But the angel, they know how I put it down for real. So the angel was like, yo, you might, I'm trying to tell you, it's going to benefit you in the end.
It was more so the pussy talking, like, just go out there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was that was the angel, like, girl, you know what I'm saying? It's going to benefit you in the end.
Right, and it did. So, you know what I'm saying? Long story short, whatever, Jay.
Better come out this motherfucker.
Y'all
wild.
You always got to take it too far. So, boom, I'm in the bed. I'm like, just go out there with him. And, like, I'm like, nah, like, fuck that. This nigga gonna be fucked up. I'm not going. And then I just got up there and I go. And it was a beautiful thing. We ended up just like communicating. We ended up
What's
talking.
A beautiful
it was beautiful. Y'all made love, sis.
And we made love. You were saying you know what ain't saying? Crazy. You were saying it was worth it. So long story short, like that's the same. So all that to say though, what me and Jazz agreed on, like it's like painful to surrender. You all right. So it was like painful to just surrender, like just to do but it was like the right thing to do. There was nothing wrong. I just didn't want to. Like, and it was like, why sometimes it's hard to surrender when you really like somebody or you really like something.
Yeah.
What does that? And some things we did was we were untying some of our traumas that actually caused us to feel that way.
Y'all was having that conversation together?
Yes.
I want to give you love. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Thank you. So we were untying reasons why, you know, we may have been like that. Like just things from previous relationships that caused and put that hinder on us. Like,
from
being teenager. Wow. We went deep.
Yeah.
And, you know, which made me think it's a thing. Like, it's hard to surrender.
It's very hard. I'm honestly still struggling to do it. You know, I just don't. I'm not there yet. I want to be there, but I'm not there yet. Like, I'm such an independent woman and person. Like, I will struggle in silence. I will win in silence. Like, I've never intertwined anything of that nature in my dating life. Like, I just don't know how to do it. I'm still trying to get there. And I was talking to Sade, and you know, it just like really dawned on me, like, damn, a lot of this is coming from fear. You know, and I'm not a fearful person at all, but for some reason when it comes to like submission and when it comes to letting a man do something for me or just, you know, feel vulnerable with a man, like I have a real blockage up, and I'm still trying to figure out how to get rid of it.
Right.
And it's a day by day process, and it sometimes is in my way because it looks like I'm self sabotaging something, but really it's like, nah, it's deeper than that. Like I have a fear of being vulnerable
and getting disappointed and getting
manipulated or just getting like I'd rather just do it myself, even if it's harder. It's like, nah, I'm gonna do it, because if you do it, I just don't know. Yeah. Are you going to hold this over my head? Are you going to think less of me? Are you going to...
To say, like, what are your intentions?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I can never... Right. So it's like, I'll bet on myself.
Right.
But sometimes I'm in my own way with that. And I've realized that people need support. People need help. It's just that, honestly, I've never gotten that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how to receive it.
Yeah.
I can speak on this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about self-sabotaging and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
Self-sabotaging shit on myself.
Not as much as me. I think we can all agree.
Yeah, I mean.
Nah, I think I win.
I hope so. I don't want to win this battle.
If I'm being honest with you guys, like, it's not something I'm proud of, but like, I definitely hold the title for the most self-sabotages of all time.
So what I would say is,
I would have to agree.
I'm gonna say. Oh, you was what are with the in these situations?
Talking about.
I mean, you agreeing, like, it's cool when you.
No, she's agreeing because she's seen. Right. She's seen it firsthand.
Jeez, buddy.
But yeah, what I was gonna say, joke side, like self-sabotaging, man.
That shit real.
As easy as this sound, right? We have to give everyone a fair shot.
No.
We have to. Because that's when self-sabotaging happens, because you're steady thinking about what happened in the past.
I was fucked over in the past. I'm an overthinker. I'm paranoid. Like, these are things that I know.
Let's get it right. And I don't want to be the doctor. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, bro.
But we got to have this conversation. It's real live anxiety.
I have horrible anxiety.
Yeah.
So it's funny that you said that, right? Because I want to add on to it. It's like, somebody once broke it down, like, they were like, depression, it means you're stuck in the past. Anxiety means you're stuck in the future.
Yes.
And when you're present, it's the gift. Like, you're living in your peace when you're in the present. Yep. And often I would say that, like, we are anxious because of what we've gone through in the past. Like, we start thinking for the other person or what the other person is going to do before they even do it. So you create scenarios. And in the minute they give you a glimpse of what you even think,
I knew it.
Right. I told you. You know what I'm saying?
It really don't even be.
It don't even be.
It don't
that.
Be nothing
something
at all.
But Jace taught me. Sorry, I'm gonna let you go. Is the one thing that sticks with me, and it sticks with me just because it's so true, is that everything that looks the same isn't always the same.
And you told me that.
Facts.
It really isn't, and that's just something that I've been learning, because there's been things. In some situations, it was this. In some situations, it looks the same exact thing, but the intentions and everything is so different.
Exactly.
It makes this experience way different.
And to add to that, like self-sabotage, because it's on my mind and present, I feel like within ourselves, as the person that self-sabotages, we don't feel like we're worth what we are getting. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you
hold on.
So it's like, I feel like sometimes we create, because of the trauma that we've gone through, we feel like, damn, maybe I deserve this, and I continue to go through it. Like, maybe it's me. So you start internalizing your circumstances and create, like, it becomes an identity for you. Mm-hmm. But you have to be able to differentiate and realize that your circumstances don't define. And we talked about this, Jay. Like, your circumstances do not define who you are, and you're still worthy of the love, the affection, and everything that you are seeking.
Right.
But because of the traumas that we've gone through, sometimes we just write ourselves out.
It blurs the image.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to talk?
Yeah, go ahead. Nah, yeah.
Can I raise my hand? Can I fucking talk, Jay? God motherfucking damn. And I said I wasn't going to get on this motherfucker today and do this. But you making me do it, and I told you I changed, God damn it.
I want you to do, I better sound better.
God damn.
I better sound better.
You know what I was going to say? Before I had to motherfucking ask to speak.
Scorpios is so, she's holding a grudge right here.
Already.
On camera.
No, honestly, let me go back to my new self. I was going to say.
There you go. I love it.
Maybe I'm a crazy person, and that's why I end up in the situations I end up in. No, but all jokes aside, you hit the nail on the head. I have to get out of my own way, because it's also subconsciously in my mind that I don't deserve it. And it's like, why don't you think you deserve it? Boom. Because I have had a rough life when it comes to certain things that most people don't go through. So it's like, I'm automatically in my head like, all right, if I get it, then it's
something's wrong with it.
Or if I get it, either something's wrong with it, or it's like,
too good to be true.
It's too good to be true. Because it's like, why am I getting it? I never get shit. You know, I always got to do everything for me. So why is somebody trying to help me? Or why is somebody supporting me? Or why am I getting love? Like, it, to me, it's like, is it love? Like, or is it some fake shit? Like, but I can never tell the difference.
Hold up, though. And that's the thing. You know, we should be able to tell the difference. And,
go ahead.
I just feel.
Let's talk about it.
Nah, because, yeah. So what I was going to say is, honestly, like, with partners, right? We have to be able to, I think Sade actually told me this a year ago, maybe a little bit more. We have to be able to reassure our partners, because we have to understand what kind of patience. I talk about the J. Cole lyrics all the time. Like, we got to love each other like we do children. We got to give them the patience that we give. The same amount of patience we give children, we got to give to each other. So because we understand our community coming from African-American culture, right? We understand the traumas that we went through. But we have to give that same patience to our partner. So if I know, if I'm your partner, if I know that you have that trauma, mm-hmm. we have to first identify it to our partner. One, that's on us. And then our partner should be able to identify and say, okay, this is something that's triggering for them. Mm-hmm. Let me give patience and cater to that.
But you know what it is for me? I have a problem doing that part. And that is something I have to work on as well, because I don't like to look weak. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll literally, like...
But guess what, though?
I was going to ask you.
If you can't do that, then you can't get that. So your trauma is always going to be there, because now your anxiety, the same thing that you can't give, you ain't going to be able to get. So, but when you don't get it, then you're going to be self-sabotaging yourself.
And I was going to add to that. That's how it ends up. Why is vulnerability seen as a weakness to you? Why is that? I feel like that's the next question. Is like, why do we correlate vulnerability with weakness?
So I think for me, it's one of those things where, you know, I grew up and I was raised to, like, just basically, like, brush everything off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think nobody asked me how I felt till I was grown. And damn. I think it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I know it's not right, because I've seen other people and how they grew up, and I know that that's not right. But it's just like, I think in the Black community in general, like, even seeing a therapist is like a joke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I didn't help, like, why, not prioritize in our community. Yeah.
And I think it's like, I grew up and I got angry.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of issues with my anger from, honestly, since the beginning. Okay.
Nah, dead ass,
we always have.
Dead ass.
Anytime I got any therapy or anything like that when I was young, it was from,
why are you acting like this?
It was from me physically hurting someone. So facts. It's like, damn. I had to, and then somebody will say, okay, so it kind of put it in my head, like, all right, the only way I'm going to get somebody to ask me, am I okay, is if I act out.
Yeah.
If I act out.
Bro. That's crazy.
You know what's crazy? Two things I want to touch on. So even back to Jazz was saying, like, you know, when we were dissecting it, so much of it is from when we were younger and was carried on. You know what I mean? But the one thing, like, you know, that I'm practicing and something that I've just been sharing is we have to learn that's over now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're adults now.
It just,
like,
don't
we have,
feel real.
Right, but what happens is you have to start to create your own realities. So at the end of the day, sometimes, like, when we were younger, because, you know, I struggled, you know, we both struggled with a lot of similar things, like fighting all the time, just wilding out, like, not getting our points across. So we have to do all these things just to get it across. Then when we do too much, then once we get there, it's, y'all do too much. But it's like, nah, y'all just not hearing me. And I've been trying to say it. You know what I'm saying? So going through that cycle repeatedly, and then you see it come out in your friendships, you see it come out in your relationships, you see it come out with your parents and your fallouts and all this in business. You get tired of seeing that as your reality.
Yo,
yes.
First of all, I'm sorry. Always got to be a dad. I love the conversation. It's so amazing. what I will say is, I feel like so many people can relate to this conversation, right?
Yeah.
How can we How can we work on this and move forward?
It's an everyday thing, though. It's really a practice because what it is I'm like, I tell Jay this all the time. Like, I might get it right for 10 times. I might fall on the 11th time.
But
it's okay, because I'm not going to be perfect every time. All right, I fall on the 11th time. I might go another 15 more times. I get a little farther. I'm going to fall on that motherfucking 16th time.
But
you have to give yourself the same amount of grace, because at the end of the day, we still are coming from a traumatic past. If you don't have no sympathy or compassion for yourself, then you're always going to beat yourself up and be hard on yourself. See, I knew it doesn't even matter if I do this. It doesn't even work if I do this, because I'm going to still keep falling. I'm going to still keep falling short. I'm going to still keep acting out. I'm going to still keep lashing out. But it's like, okay, but when you're undoing 20-something years of trauma, bro, it's going to take another 40
to
top it.
What I will say is, I think I kind of disagree in the matter of, we can't allow our past to be an excuse of our actions now.
Because you know what it is? When you do that, you're the only person to blame.
So even on that time, let's say you're good 10 times, right? On that 11th time, you need grace, but you talk about this a lot. We talk about balance, right?
Yeah.
You have to have enough balance to hold yourself accountable.
Of course.
But at the same time, say, you know what? I'm gonna fix this and not down yourself. Right.
And what I say is, I don't mean ever hold it as a crutch, but you cannot forget it either. And because now, that's how you know how far you came. You get to measure yourself.
And I was gonna add to that, I think the major step is acceptance, right? So it's like accepting that it happened, like it happened, it hurt, you know what I mean? But it doesn't, again, I keep going back to this, define who I am.
Right.
You know, like, and I feel like it boils back to like learning yourself, learning about where you came from, your origin. One particular situation in my life, like my dad, right? I'm learning more about my parents and stuff in the way that they raised me, you know? And I didn't know till, like, my dad's 72. I'm the youngest for everybody to know, but like, my older siblings are 40, this, that, and the third. And he's made some questionable decisions. He's flawed. He's made some mistakes. And it wasn't until this year where, like, I realized, I didn't know my whole life that my dad didn't have a father in his life. You know, it's not something that he shared, you know? So there was points in time where he was angry. He, like, parenting styles were questionable. But it wasn't until we had that real conversation, he was like, bro, like, I never had a father. Yeah. And it hit me. I was like it that makes so sense. Much sense. Yeah. That's why you reacted this way.
Never had a dad in his life, right?
Never.
Once you hold that.
Yeah.
Back to y'all topic.
Oh, I was going to, well, just to feed off something that Alex was saying, that's why the key thing is accepting yourself. Because, see, the one thing about me, I know the lightness I carry. I know all the light I carry, but I also know the dark I carry.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm in it. Oh, I know. I know what the fuck time it is with me. You know, I get busy, baby. It ain't no secret. You get what I'm saying? Like, it ain't no, what I tell you.
Nah, she said that.
She said we're a lot. She said we're a lot.
Like, I'm very transparent because, like, as much, but that's what makes me unique.
She did say that.
Like, honestly, and that's what makes everybody unique. But you have to know that, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that way, you now can delegate what situations you put yourself in that's either triggering to you or that's going to bring those darknesses out of you that you don't want to, you know what I mean? Where you don't want
to
go with it.
So why you never came to me and say, babe, I know I'm a lot? I definitely came to you and said, nah, I know,
babe,
I'm a lot.
I know I'm a lot.
Did anyone see that? That was wild.
What happened?
Hey, but back to y'all topic. I feel like, are we surrendering to your partner? So we're basically saying
I'm still working on surrendering
and
to
that's
myself.
okay what I will say
you say you're working on surrendering to yourself. That's a whole different
but that's how it starts.
That's a bar.
But here's the thing, I'm gonna tell you why but that's a start. So
like, I just now honestly, like, this year really, like, believed that I was a pretty person, like, on the outside. I always knew I had a good heart, but, like, this is, like, the first year that I look in the mirror and I'm like, you're pretty, and you do belong here, and you do deserve these things, because in my mind, I just never felt pretty, because, like I said, childhood experiences, like, it's like I went through so many ugly things that I'm like, there's no way I'm pretty. Like, why do people keep saying I'm so pretty? I don't see it.
And that's
that's real, though, but...
That's where I'm, like, kind of, like, insensitive to the topic, because, like, I'm gonna be the first one to tell you crazy. If you ever came to me like, yeah, I just found out this year, I just, you know what I'm saying, realized that I was pretty, like, you're fucking stupid. Because not saying that you're stupid, it's like, you're like,
she'll tell you, I still call her every other morning. Are you sure I'm cute? Are you sure I'm pretty?
Yeah, I couldn't be your friend because I'd be like, you're dumb. Like, you're stupid.
She do. She does. I'd be like, that shit right now. And I'd be like, okay.
But you might need that.
But she knows that it's coming from a real place.
But what I appreciate is, like, you have to have a friend that you're absolutely able to be honest with. See, so sometimes you're not going to be able to have those conversations with, because people are going to judge where you're coming from. Like, I was never judging where she come from, because although I don't share that experience, I share something very similar on just having a good life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I came from a really rough upbringing. Like, in my mind, I know I always deserved a life, but I always used to think I ain't going to get there because statistics have shown I'm not.
You know what it is? That too, because I'm like, all right, so obviously I'm getting to these places because of something, you know? And when I break it down, I'm like, all right, why am I getting here? I know I got drive. I know I manifest things. Right. But it's like, all right, part of it got to be the way I look. So that's why it's like, all right, I'm starting to accept that as well. However, when I look around and I look at not the people I met along the way, but when I look at my core friends from my childhood, they are all serving over 10 years in prison. Some of them are dead, okay? And the rest of them are on Section 8.
It's crazy that we're having this conversation, because one, before I go into what I'm about to say, because Sade have came to me about little things about, I don't know, weight and shit, and I'd be like, girl, shut up. You look good.
I mean, I know more.
But what I will say is, it's crazy that we're having this conversation, right? Because we have to understand that my friend was saying he was dating this girl, right? It was a really close friend of mine. And he was dating this girl, and she was making like $100,000, a little bit over $100,000 a year. But she was like 30-something. Uh-huh. And she wanted to have a kid. And she wanted to like settle down.
That's understandable, though.
Right. Exactly. He, on the other hand, is 27. You know what I'm saying? Making like $90,000 a year. And he's like, he's trying to like continue to grow in like in his career and his brand or whatever. And he's like, man, nah, I can't date nobody like that because she's stagnant. I'm like, boy, first of all, you're stupid as shit.
Stagnant.
Like, you're dumb as shit. Like, well, boy, okay, you're so, like,
wait, hold on. But in his defense, I see what you're saying.
I feel both sides.
You're saying stagnant and wanting a certain life.
Right. So, but I feel both sides on that. What we can't do is project what we want for ourselves on somebody else. Because what happens is, bro, like I told him, I had to tell him straight up, look, if you stop today, you, bro, did more than most people done in their life. And when and then we add your history to it, your family, the background, boy, you're a fucking legend and your family. So to the fact that you're saying like, nah, I can't just stop right now. Like, we have to appreciate where we are today and still.
Because you don't know how long it took her to get to that place. You know, and even though she's 30 and she's making this 100,000, that may be okay with her because it took her forever to just even get there.
Right.
But you know, somebody who's looking at it like, you know, at 30, that's where you're supposed to be, because that's where I'm going to be. Shit. So past, you know what? That.
I know a lot of 30 years
old. I'm like, but that's when I look at, but that's real. No, but you know what? But that's the thing too, because it's like, all right, personally, I know I'm not where I want to be yet, but God damn it, if a motherfucker knew how far I've come, they would never look at my situation like,
And that's what I was trying to say, is about yourself.
And I did it myself. I have never accepted shit from no nigga.
Right.
Like, and that's, a lot of people cannot say that.
Right.
I have never, ever accepted shit from a nigga. Now, maybe if it's like a birthday gift, okay, cool. But I have never in my life accepted shit from a nigga
so tie it back in, and then we can say
what I was gonna say is, you know, surrendering, it does involve surrendering to yourself first. And I know that because I had to spend a lot of time just accepting myself, like, again, that lightness and that darkness that I carry, my childhood, my past. I remember that day we sat in a closet when I was talking to Jay just about my parents and who they are and what my upbringing really is. You have to accept
niggas
that.
Always in the closet, man. But
yeah, we stay in the closet, bro. Real shit. But sheesh. Like, that's a safe haven. Okay,
it's a sacred place.
That's a sacred place. So, but all that to say is, you have to surrender to yourself.
Please, because the closet ain't a sacred place.
When we in there together.
Nah, what you do in the closet ain't a sacred place, nigga.
No, I'm just saying. Pause. First of all,
like,
this conversation is really extreme.
How many times do you go in there?
I ain't in the closet, bro. My woman is right here.
Nah, not that type of closet.
But I mean, when you say the closet, you gotta.
What they say on Charm City? Left Tiana and right Tisha.
If you've been following the Gemini Scorpio podcast, you know what we mean, bro.
Okay,
we gotta say that out loud.
Right, he did have his period. Remember that week? That was
whatever.
So it's
go ahead, baby.
So all that to say is, surrendering to yourself is very important, so that you can be okay to take yourself as vulnerable as you need to. Like, you know, and what I mean by that is, like, you know, just being able to, like the first thing you said when we started is just like, life always gonna be it's gonna always come with a shit, but you have to surrender to that, like, and be like, okay, I'm okay with it. With feeling the way I do right now, it's okay to feel this way. It's okay to feel this way, because when you are dating somebody or are you are in a relationship, you can also surrender back to them, because I already did it with myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now I can give you that emotion. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's okay for me to love you and like and feel a way, and like, because I've accepted feeling my ways and feeling the things
I need to feel. That's another thing. It's like, I'm still trying to get in touch with my feelings. Like, I can feel something on the inside and that bitch will go. It'll stay there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just now being able to verbalize to a man, like, what I want. Like,
exactly.
I like you.
But that's
I
can a process.
Barely, I'm just
that's
being able
process.
To tell someone that. I'm just being able to verbalize when I want something.
And it's called, and sometimes people's emotional maturity matures different.
Right.
And it matures at a different speed. Like, you could be super mature
in other aspects. Yes.
But emotional maturity is really a real thing. Like, and it comes... And women and men, it's not just, it's, a lot of people think emotional maturity is on men. Mm-hmm. Like, men can't verbalize when they You know what I mean? But yeah. Sometimes it is a woman too, and that's okay.
And it's funny that you said that. Well, I just want to touch on something that you said earlier, because I just didn't want to speed by it. You were talking about like all of your friends that you grew up with. And what I'm get the vibe that I hear is kind of like survivor's remorse.
And you know what? That is a big,
come through, Alex.
A lot of times,
that is a big part of it.
We feel like because where we came from, we're the exception.
Yeah.
Feel guilty because of that. And don't do that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because like God picked you for that. I mean, not to get too spiritual.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
He set you apart for that reason. Yeah. You know what I mean? Step into that purpose and step into that identity, because it's like, I did make it out. You know what I mean? Take pride in that and don't make it feel like, oh, damn, all my homies. Like, be the difference that you can be so that your homies, when they get out or they, you can be the difference. Be like, look,
or you're just
I'm
their,
living this
you
lifestyle.
You gotta be okay to be their inspiration.
So, can
that's
I ask y'all?
Okay. That's okay to be their inspiration.
Yeah. Don't be mad at me. I'm freestyling a little bit. Can I ask y'all? Don't be mad. Let me lead. You know what I'm saying? But now I was gonna ask y'all, do y'all think, ladies, I feel like we can tie this into the submission topic. Okay. Do y'all think because y'all can't surrender to yourself that you can't surrender to a man?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's my biggest, you know, that's like my biggest struggle. That's like my biggest struggle
sometimes,
is surrendering to a man. I don't know how to do it. I don't know where to start. Even just not say thank you. Like, what if I hate it?
So,
I had to tell Jazz, like, because she really did.
I really moved
like
a nigga. Like,
I'd be like, bro.
I don't know how not to.
So we can be real and say that a lot of women
aren't submissive.
No, okay,
no, because we're talking about
we're gonna go to
every woman.
We're gonna go to your topic, and then we know because that's a whole breakdown. Because I got a lot to say.
But it's right off of what y'all had to say.
But let's go.
We can say that for later.
No, we'll talk about this, and then we'll go to.
But you know what? Hold on. Before we do that, really quickly. Okay. I'll go even with you today because I'm in a good spirit. But this is what I'll say. No, not all women.
Shadé can't even surrender to me.
I said,
follow me. Let me leave for a second. Let's go to your topic. I was going to skip it.
Okay, but wait. This is what I was going to say. In order for me to submit, since I refuse to do it, the man has to be that powerful and that trustworthy for me to be like, you lead the way. Because I trusted you. I trust to submit to you because I know you got
God.
It.
Oh, my God. Guess what?
Any other time, nah, I got it.
So,
but in this, it's like, I trust you enough to think, no, you got it.
Alex, I need
so
your help.
So it's the man's responsibility, too, to get away.
So I'm going
to
need your help because I don't know verbiage. Scriptures and things like that.
Scriptures.
But now, be honest. So I was watching a segment T.D. Jakes was talking about, right? And like you said.
That was a good for the topic.
Right, it is. We're going to go into it. We can come back.
I think she wanted to transition
it. No, it's not
it's
even
a
that.
Great
I just feel like
you
it's such a, I think it's a long conversation.
But, and
that's
I'm saying,
why.
If we don't get to it, you got to just trust your man. If we don't get to it, we come back to it next week. It's just a great transition. There's no point of going backwards and coming back.
So then let's just go into it.
Thank you. I love you, babe. Thank you for trusting your man. Anyway, like I was saying is.
They're engaged. So I was,
yeah. No, I don't even know.
I think she was saying when it's time.
But they might.
Jenny Mai. May. How the fuck you saying it? Oh, it's mine.
So what I was going to say is. Genie. So speaking of submission, before we even get the genie, right? T.D. Jakes was saying that, you know. Fuck. Damn. But basically, his Bible.
That,
it was, go ahead.
He said that when you are submitting, it's really submitting to the mission.
Not even that.
And
before
not
we get that,
submitting.
Before we get there, you're right. What? Before we get there, I'm saying what you were saying, you got to trust me and understand that, like, basically, I'm the man and I'm going to take care of it.
Yeah.
What happens is, right. And what happens is, as a man, we are there to take the fall for it, pretty much everything. You know what I'm saying?
Not all men.
Not all men.
That's what we're supposed to. No, but that's what I'm saying. That's why I said you can help me with the scripture.
Okay.
We're supposed to. That's why, and it's crazy. Before I watched the segment with T.D. Jakes, I was telling Sade, I'm like, you got to understand, a lot of things men do is to take the fall. And I didn't even understand.
Excuse my language, because Jay's talking about T.D. Jakes, and I'm like, it's a lot of bitch ass. But go ahead.
But no, you're good. It's our platform. But just don't say you're not voting, but whatever.
honestly,
please, all right, okay.
I'm voting now after Lit. That motherfucking
good
judge
shit.
I had.
We done
but
nah,
so, to so what I was going to say there. Is before I even seen T.D. Jakes, right, I was telling her, like, for example, walking on the outside of the street. We're doing that because we are taking the harm. We're taking it first. We're there to protect you. So when it comes to submission, if you submit to me and it goes wrong, that's on me.
Okay, so let me just say this, because this fucked my head up before I even came in here. Oh no, I can't even say.
And we're talking. I'm talking about. Damn, I can't do the exact mind. Scripture, but I can't even say
what I was going to say because. Okay, so all right, let's just say this. Let me just say this. So I was with someone for a very long time, right? They got into a few fucked up situations, and I was there for them. I bailed them out of that. I got into a fucked up situation. They didn't even call me to see if I was okay, but they know I got into a fucked up situation because we share a kid together, and that right there, it really fucked my head up because it's like. Damn, like, I submitted to you from a perspective of, like,
just
I'm going
to
ride with
to
you.
Me, you're going to be here to take the fall.
But right. No, not even that. It wasn't even that. I did it, and that's why I say it was submission, because I helped you without any expectations. I helped you because I thought that you were the man, and you lead me, so I got to help you now because I need you to still lead me. And then for that person to not be the leader when I needed him to most, it really, really left a bad taste in my
mouth.
And
that's what I think the issue is with submission, especially in the millennials culture. It's because we are still figuring out who is actually going to lead when it's really time
exactly.
to lead.
Because it's like, not, submit to so you, motherfucker. Who the fuck is
men,
you? What have you done for me?
So something else that came when it was transitioning into that TD Jake segment was the fact that at the end of the day, a lot of men think like, because you're a woman, you're supposed to just submit just off the strength that you're a woman.
Yep.
Not because I'm my ability to lead, not because I'm actually taking care of you, but because you're a woman. And
yeah,
that's
not,
what it says.
Not because of where
you're supposed
to where you measure up to as a
and
man.
And that, I think, is more so the problem
so
than
I think
anything.
That's the disconnect. Like, whereas it's accountability on the behalf of the man, because there's a particular type of man that you're supposed to submit to.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I feel
exactly.
like on us as men that we do have to hold ourselves accountable.
100%.
Like,
and I'm a smart girl, so but, I'm not going to do it until I believe that the person is worthy of me doing
but
it.
Wait
so,
a second though, before you can get to there, right? Let's not be ignorant about this.
Right.
Okay.
We're not like, and I don't want to be that guy. It's not, I'm not supposed to, you're not supposed to only submit to me. We're supposed
you're
to submit
supposed
to each other.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, let's not get
exactly.
it fucked up. But what
exactly.
I'm what I will say is,
but how does that look like? Sorry to cut you off.
How does
but
it
how
look?
Does that look like on both ends?
I can tell
like,
you
from
so
a man as opposed to a woman, because it doesn't look the same. I feel like.
It doesn't. So I can tell you what it look like from a what I want from a woman, and Sade can tell you what it look like what she want from a man, right? Mm-hmm. So for example, today, me and Sade, and I don't even think she noticed that I noticed it, right? So today I'm in a living room, and I'm I'm setting up at my own pace. So I'm setting up the for the podcast set, and I'm also like studying. Sade is cleaning up. So like every morning, like every Sunday, she pretty much cleans up before everybody get here. So today I wanted to do something different. I wanted to set up before everybody got here. So Sade came up, she was cleaning up, and then she came to the living room and she was like, yo, I'm about to clean up. Basically stop what you're doing. You know what's going on, whatever case may be. And I'm like, yo, nah, I'm setting up. Let me do what I want to do. She got an attitude, but she went in the room. She was like, whatever. That's submission. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yo, just trust me that I got it. And even and on the back end, it's like, okay, she usually cleans up. So I'm a vacuum. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to wipe the table down because this is what she usually do. So
that's
she's,
just because they had some good sex this week.
It is.
I mean, it might be, but I'm just telling you.
I'm a cook.
Give
I'm
my man his flowers. Give my man his
But that's submission. But that's submission to me, right? So she's like, I'm going to let you do what you do. But at the same time, as a man, I still have to get the job done.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I know it's like TD Jake said,
now,
it's not submission.
If I did it in vacuum or clean, I was going to come in here like a motherfucker.
But,
rocking,
but
okay?
The thing is, like
but
what TD Jake was saying,
that,
it's not really submitting to me or her.
It's like meeting halfway.
It's submitting to the mission, right?
Yes.
So the mission of it is
was
to make sure it's clean before everybody
get
here.
And
right?
As long as we're following the same mission, it's okay.
Exactly. So it's like, she was like, yo, she took that L for her pride or ego.
Okay.
It's not an L, but I mean, if like, yo, I'm about to clean up. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody went, listen, nigga.
It was a compromise.
And I'm like, nah, she like, all right, what the fuck ever. You know what I'm saying? But as long as the mission got complete, we're good. And what a lot of couples fail to do is first have the mission. What is the mission?
Identifying the mission.
Identifying the mission. Like, what is our goal? We have goals for ourselves, but what is the goal for our relationship? You know what I'm saying? As long as, because, like, even in my career, right? Like, me and Sade disagreed on a couple things. Like, she was saying, like, you know, like, does this align with what you want to do? And I'm like, yeah, it might not look like it to you, but trust me, it does. And in our relationship, we have to have the same thing. Mm-hmm. And even though we might take detours, a detour is to get back on the right path. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, but if we don't have a mission statement, everything, every business has a mission statement. Yep. So if we don't have a mission statement, we don't know where the fuck we going.
It's just like, if you don't have a target, what you going to hit?
Exactly.
Like, you can't hit nothing.
So I can't, but that's just my opinion. I don't know what submission look like.
No,
you
that was perfect. We could go into
it. Yeah, let's go into it. So
basically, Jeannie Mai, she came and she made a statement about how she's ready to submit to her soon-to-be husband, Jeezy.
Sorry.
I'm going to say it again.
You can say it again.
No, you got it.
Aww. No, they heard you. We heard
okay, well, Mo, can you scroll up just a little bit? During a conversation, the daytime talk show, The Real, Jeannie says after she and Jeezy shares their I do's, she wants to be submissive to her hubby.
I'm going
to
play it. Let's go. Let's go into it. There we go.
Let me explain. When I hear this definition, like you just said, Adrian, submitting has a negative connotation. It means that you are less important. You are lower than that person that you're submitting to. It usually can be like, you know, referenced as somebody who works lower than you. And that's not what I'm referring to here.
Yeah,
but what I really learned in my life for my definition of marriage, I'm not saying what I want works for everybody. I'm saying for me, I'm a very dominant woman. I own my business. I lead my teams. I played my own manager, my own publicist, my own lawyer when I didn't have money to have those people. So I make the decisions in my life. When I come home, I like the idea that my man leads us. That doesn't mean that in this case, Jay makes all the decisions for us. That doesn't mean that when he says, hi, Jeannie Mai.
Okay, I don't.
Can I?
Okay, you, go ahead.
I think, and this is for fun, but semi-true. And what she's saying, I think it's cap. And I'm going to tell you why.
You don't think that she practices that, or you don't think it's just a realistic?
Nah, so I need y'all ladies to be patient, please. Okay. Let me say what I'm going to say. I'm just letting you know, because you might not agree with this.
All right. We're going to let him say the whole thing.
Go ahead.
So just be honest. So, and I might get a lot of criticism.
Nah, go ahead, finish.
From what she's saying, in my experience, right? Mm-hmm. My woman is very submissive, but she has times when she's not. She has times when she's submissive, she has times when she's not. As a man, what she's saying, through my experience, I don't think that's the submission that I want. Because, yeah, you might go to work, you make all the decisions, right? Then you come home, all right, what are we going to eat? And, nigga, I don't know. I'm saying, like, I want you to choose what we're going to eat. I mean, you know what I'm saying? When I'm asking for submission, it's to trust me in what I'm saying.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think, this is my opinion, I don't know. But through my experience, like, if Sade is working all day, of course she's not. She come home. Of course she don't want to know, figure out what she wants to, what we going to eat. First of all, she does a great job of that. That's not getting fucked up. But when it comes to eating out, what we eating? Nigga, I don't know. You tell me. You know what I'm saying? When I'm looking for submission, I'm not looking for it in that. I'm looking for it. All right, babe, this is what we're going to do. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm looking for submission. So when she's breaking it down, I don't get that exactly. It's because I make all the decisions at work. So I want to come home and I want to be catered to. That's what I hear.
Because first of all, two bosses, that's just not even realistic. And I don't even feel like she's, you know, it bothers me and I don't want to say this. Because
no, you said, they already said it. I know what you're going. I know where you're going. Her colleague said it. Go ahead. I know where you're going.
No. So what bothers me is like, all right, listen up. What is she?
Asian.
All right, listen up.
I know where she was going.
Listen up. Listen up. All right. I just don't even understand. I don't even think she understands the Black culture, and it's annoying me.
So to feed off of that, her colleagues kind of touched on that because they feel like men have made a point to make it clear that they choose
foreign women,
of other cultures, because Black women don't submit. And that's where they went after. Well, a recap went after, right? And it was basically because, you know, you're looking to, basically, men are looking for somebody to just do everything they say.
Yes.
And that's...
Kinda. And I'm going to ask you, Yes, kind of. And I'm going to be really
But that's why
no,
we're
I'm
here,
be transparent.
Because you sometimes don't know what's
I'm,
best
No, I'm going to be I'm going to be transparent.
And transparently, that's correct.
What did you say?
Say it said again. I said that's ridiculous because that's why we're here, because sometimes y'all don't know what's best for y'all.
No, nah, facts. Thank nah, you. Nah, 100%. I'm not even about to I won't even
and
cap on that. Like I'm not.
Fact.
Can
if
we,
that's
but,
the case,
so
how can you,
the
if that's the case,
if that's the case,
submit all the time.
If that's the case, what is the point of parents?
For the sake of, but hold up, for the sake of conversation, right? Can we take Jeannie Ma, like just her her out
ethnicity?
Of it.
Okay, okay, can you take it out of it.
Right. So what okay. I'm saying is, you are right, right? And but that's where it comes when I was saying TD Jakes, if you submit to me, right? Anything that comes, anything that goes wrong is on me, and I'm supposed to. Own
it's
up to that.
Not true though.
But
unless
no, that's
we're married, and I'm gonna tell you why.
But we doing married shit.
Okay, it doesn't. But exactly. So it say I trust you wholeheartedly, and you fuck up a situation. It's not just on you because there's two
that's
of
a
us.
Fact.
It is
100%,
on both of us. 100%. So that means I might have took an L and you took an L. Now I'm mad at you.
Yeah, and I gotta take that L too, though.
You gotta take that L, but I still gotta play cleanup for myself too.
But it's on
it's
me.
Not,
but
it
no,
doesn't
right.
matter. But every just because it's on you and your fault doesn't mean that. All the cleanup is gonna take measure on just your part.
Nah, facts.
Like I might have to clean up too.
No, and I'm not.
And that's
I'm,
a problem.
And no, I'm not taking that away. I'm not.
I.e. Danny Green, because his fiance is receiving death threats after game five.
No, that's
because
bad.
It's true. That's not a
I know,
great
I know,
example.
I know, I know.
Because
but
he fucked up, and now
shot.
She's getting death threats.
And now
should have hit the shot.
Can we stay serious? That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit. That don't got shit to do what we talking about.
It does because I'm showing you an example of how.
That's not submission.
No, I'm not saying that. She said that. No. It, but your job comes home with you sometimes.
Yes, but whatever.
But what I'm saying about- is, no, because it does pertain to this, because what I'm saying is, when you take a L, okay, Danny Green is the one who fucked the game up, right? But his fiance is receiving death threats, so it still trickles back down to her.
Ooh,
you're
I'ma
a reflection
that,
of your partner.
I'm going to say that when we get there, because honestly, if them niggas would have been playing good all game, they probably wouldn't had to wait till
okay,
the last
it,
second
that's,
game.
That,
whatever. What I'm saying is, if you submit to me as your man, right? If you submit to me, and let's say we got to take that L, right? It's on me to get both of ours together because you gave me that trust.
But Jay, like, let's just be real. Some things that it's on you, you can't get out of by yourself. You can't just do everything and I'm going to just clean it up and it's yep. okay. That it just always doesn't work like that. And what I get what Jasmine's saying in extremes is, if it is a life or death situation, motherfucker, I go too.
Yes.
You can't save me
yes.
from that. You
yes.
can't save me from that.
So my idea of submission has nothing to do with any of that. Like, not, I mean, not what y'all are saying, but what Jeannie Mai said. Like, first of all, I don't give a fuck about what you claim you put up or none of that shit. Like, when I say submission, I'm talking about from the soul. I'm not talking about from the surface level of work and oh, how do you want me to wear my hair? That's not what I'm talking
Scorpio
about.
Response.
I'm
it's
talking
real.
About.
It's very
no,
it's,
I'm
not,
talking
it's real,
about,
but I'm just saying it's very
I'm
Scorpio.
Talking about,
I hate to see it.
I'm talking about we submit to each other, meaning when I go out in the world, you know, I got my cape on. I want to take that bitch off when I get home. I don't mean like, oh, I'm bossing everybody around and doing this and doing that. I'm saying like, I got my shield up. I'm defending myself because people attack. That's human nature, survival of the fittest. So I want to submit to you, meaning you're the only person that I'm not defending myself
yes,
from. Me and you,
bro.
We right. Me and you are so
in
close,
tune.
In tune that I know who you really are. Fuck with who everybody else yep. sees you as. And you know who yep. I really am. So it has nothing to do with, oh yeah, I want to come home and yep. I want to be submissive because I've been a boss all yep. day at work. No, I'm saying like in this life that we're living, I want to feel like you are the person that protects me and I protect you as well.
So,
but we can't get there unless we submit and I know what you're afraid of and you know what I'm afraid
so,
of.
And I just don't, like I understand what you're saying and I agree with what you're saying. But as a man, that's not what I want. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just being honest. Mm-hmm. I want trust. I want you to treat me like I'm a king. And sometimes that might look like what you're not used to. I'm just being honest. So like, I get that, but I'm already... what's the word you said? I'm telling you everything.
They're vulnerable.
I'm already vulnerable to you. You're the, hold up.
Okay.
I'm the only one. I mean, you're the only one that I'm vulnerable to. From that, I need you to trust me. And I'm not saying I know this might sound right. Like, I know this might sound weird, but I mean, listen to me. You know what I'm saying? If I say something, let it be law sometimes. Let, like, allow it to be law sometimes.
But to get there, you have to understand somebody. So that's what I mean. Like, we're not faking it for each other. Like, okay, for example, when we all leave here, right? And y'all are just with mm-hmm. yourselves, is different, right? It's not how you feel in front of us, right?
Right, right?
And that's what I mean, like, to get to that point, because a lot of submission has to do, like, a lot of trust has to do with submission, because how can you trust somebody and you don't even really
how
know?
How can you submit to somebody if you don't trust them?
And how can you trust somebody who's not being transparent in entirety?
So this is how, so even in that conversation, so I agree on both sides, honestly. But the problem that I just find, because the real question is why? Why is it this way? Or why is this submission,
and I was
right?
about to get into that.
The reason why I believe it's that way is because along the journey from, like, we just talked about this, the beginning stages of when you're getting to know somebody, or those beginning dating stages, you are watching a person, how they deal in their experience. Like, that's how you learn a person. You see how they handle certain circumstances. You see how they handle themselves in certain experiences. And it's like, okay, I could trust you because I see that you are able and capable of handling this the right way. I think a lot of the problem is in that process, it's not always handled the best. So what happens is it taints the trust. Mm-hmm. So the reason why some women may cannot automatically submit is because you might have did something that is like, okay, I trust you, but I'm still trying to learn to trust you even more. So we're going to have to keep figuring this motherfucker out.
But I think a part of the man submission, is allowing his woman to correct him and say, all right, look,
last time
you did this, I mean, we just got to plan better.
Let's be 100% transparent though. All right.
And okay.
Without going all the way into it, right? Let's be 100% transparent. Before our situation, I literally never did anything for you to not be able to trust, even if it looked different. And even if, hold up. This situation right here, right? Because this is something that is just fair. I'm like, yo, let's trust me on this. Before I even went into it, I said, trust me on this. Mm-hmm. And I was going mm-hmm. to skip our topic, but you was so adamant on, no, let's, and it's like, that's a part of submission. I'm like, yo, trust me. And in this situation, I've never failed.
But it's not always just situational. It's how I view you as a whole. Right. Mm-hmm. So if, like, for example, so this is one situation, you're like, okay, move to the next topic. I'm like, nah, let's not. You're like, no, let's move to now. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving you pushback. Sometimes what it is there's been times that I might have let you do what you wanted to do and it didn't turn out the way I wanted. Whatever the situation may be. It don't even matter the situation. Just off of knowing that. So even though you may in this situation, I don't know. It's a question. And that just comes with a journey, and that's just how I feel about it, because I gotta continuously see your ability to lead. And if I feel like there's been times, like, yeah, if I feel like it's 50-50, now sometimes you on point and sometimes you
could have done it better.
You but gotta understand what? And you as a man have to, or any man has to take the accountability, like, honestly, I don't have all the answers, so yeah, there's gonna be times she don't submit. The first thing you said to me,
your trust for her the first has to be that she knows you can do better.
Like, so, but also, like, even like you said, sometimes my woman submits, sometimes she don't. If you understand that, sometimes you lead and sometimes you fumble. But you have to take that 50-50.
But not even a fumble. Not even a fumble, but you gotta trust that she sees you. She sees you clearer than anyone else can. So she knows when you can do better. And even when you think you did great, that's where that little push comes in, where you become legendary.
So
because you need someone who really knows what you look like
outside of everybody else.
Right, to push you.
So I was going to ask, like, where is the fine line between submission and standing on wrong?
And that's,
stand on wrong. You're like, yo, you're clearly wrong. But it's like, do I let you be wrong and go through with the process?
Right.
And then after the fact, tell you, I could have told you
so. Like, and what I would say is,
that's my battle more than anything.
And I'm going to keep it all the way funky. Like, let's say if it was a situation with, like, my friends, right? And you didn't trust it, and you're like, yo, I'm worried on that. I would be forced to have to understand that. And if I don't, that's on me. I'm going to be completely 100, right? That's on me. And if I give you pushback, like I did before in the past, that's on me. I got to take that L, right? I want to be lie about that, because we spoke about that a couple times, right? When it comes to, like, female friends and things like that. In certain situations, I feel like you got to have enough trust. And it's not even trust. It's just have enough confidence in your partner that like he got this. Like, for example, we know that this is my profession. That don't down you. That don't belittle you. That's just like, you know what? I'm gonna follow your lead. And if it don't go the way I want it to go, we're gonna resurface.
And I guess that might be a disconnect for me, because for me, it's not the problem. It's just you as a person. I'm not counting which problem you failed in. And I'm not gonna remember that. I'm just remembering that sometimes you fail to exceed the lead ability. That's all I know. Like, I'm not looking like, okay, so this is just a friendship situation. Last time, okay, this, so the last time when it was a car problem, he fixed it. So I know every time he's a car. So,
but you have your own balance,
no,
though.
But no, it's not even a balance, because what it is, like Alex said, right? It's really about wrong versus submission, right? So, for example, let's talk about a car, right? Let's just put it as a car, right? My car is fucked up, right? 5 mechanics told me it's the transmission. I get to Jay, fuck that, it's not the transmission, it's the West name. Mm-hmm. But 5 professionals just told me whatever. I done looked, whatever. My dad taught me how to look a little bit in cars. I'm like, bro, it's a transmission. Mm-hmm. You're like, just trust me. No.
No.
But okay.
But I feel like Jay does shit like that,
but,
though.
But even
like,
no.
Jay, like, listen, bro, Jay, no, Jay, no. Like, Jay, no. Jay, Jay does shit like so, that. Jay so, be like,
Jay be true.
But guess what? But no.
You'd be like, everybody can agree that couch is green, and like, Jay's gonna so be like, it's yellow.
So no. Facts, yeah. No. And I love that example. So, but what it hurt? What it hurt? Even if you failed, right? I'm your man. Even if it failed, it like, if I got you, right? And I say, yo, trust me, it ain't the transmission. Mm-hmm. It won't hurt you to be like, you know what? 5 niggas told me that it was a transmission. My man said it's not. What I'm going to do is, if you don't think it's a transmission, let's say if you got a car, if because we said, well, it got to be some type of car mods, right? If you got a car, let me hold your car, you take it, whatever. It got to be some type of car mods, mm-hmm. right? I'll use your car. If it's not a transmission, cool. You take it, because just at worst case scenario, if it is a transmission, you're going to be out. You know what I'm saying? Okay, like, you'll get
where,
stuck.
That's where it comes in at leading, because some, if you offer that, that's different. It's like, all right, I could take the chance because you're going to be on the side of the road, not me.
Yeah.
But if you're not offering,
but I feel like I would do that as well, though.
But then it's also avoiding that. Like, at that point, it's like, all right, look. What are we doing?
Are we trying
here?
To be stubborn? But like, here's the thing. Like, it's
if
not
I'm
even
asking
that,
what would it take from you? If I ask you to trust me, right? If 5 people came to you and said transmission, what does it take from you? Like, what do you lose in a situation to trust me?
It's okay.
What do you lose?
I'm gonna tell you something. Honestly, it's not always about what I'm losing. I'm just trying to get this shit done. So I don't care about the roundabout.
Like you said, the mission.
I'm trying to get it done. I'm on a mission. So that's going another way when we could just go get it fixed. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, now, again, like, and that's just talking about a car. But when you're talking about feelings in a relationship, it gets a lot more difficult than that. Because now you, like, so here's the other thing. Like, I think some women pride themselves on being sound and grounded women. I'm one of those women. I know a lot of shit, even though I don't know a lot of shit. But I know a lot of shit just as much as I don't know. So you cannot just come tell me anything. You know what I'm saying?
And see, and that's, I think that that's women, another thing. Because think that, men think that they're like, not. I'm not even going to say men think. Like, men have this complex where they feel like they, like he said, he wants to be the king. So they, it's like the king is the king's
the
not always
but
right.
But I'm a queen.
But
the king, but the king is not always right.
And it's like,
right.
Sometimes I have
and the king,
answers too,
the king
bro.
Is not
like,
always right. And here's the thing. Even when you see the president, there's always a first lady.
Facts,
because
yeah.
you need that person to be like, look.
Your accountability partner.
Right.
Exactly. Right. Like, no, like, you just need someone there to humble you and let you know, like, look, babe,
bro, you
I know
don't
you
have
really
all
believe
the answers.
And, what, and, obviously, and that's why I say I think this conversation is going to get a lot of, like, feedback, because I'm just going to be completely 100. As a man, right? Allow me to fail, and then you can teach me. And I know it might not sound.
Here's the thing.
It might not sound right.
I don't understand, right? You're like, as a king, allow me to fail, but you're questioning everything I'm doing.
No,
you ain't allowing
me
to fail.
No, I'm not. No.
So hold on. Like, when you're saying, just trust me, just trust me. Okay, but when you say, just trust me, and I feel like I know the answer to this, and you're like, just trust me, allow me to fail, even if I'm wrong. Why you can't allow me to fail?
But that's what ego thing. If you know,
whole side,
no, no, both sides. Like, if I come to you with a, if just like if you come to me, I would suppose to trust you. I'm not saying I'm not, but I'm saying like whoever. If I come to you and I say, yo, this is what it is. Trust that is this. trust it. And if it goes wrong, then you could come back, resurface, and you can be like, yo, you can teach me. And be like, you know what? I told you. Or I was trying to tell you, and then that's for me to learn for in the future.
So I feel like I was going to add to that, kind of like when you say trust me, when you do fail and it affects other people, right? How do you vet that as far as moving forward? Because if you create a scenario where it's like, trust me, I fail, moving forward from that, like how do you progress from that moment? You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, your failure doesn't just affect, like you, we were talking about Nick Cannon, right? Mm-hmm. In that particular situation where you're a leader. Like, not let's get out of the relationship, but just the leader in it.
Okay.
So my decisions affect like
a whole entire community.
Everybody. Yeah. Like how, because they have to trust you.
Right.
You know, in that particular situation. But it's like, if I fail, so how do I move forward from that failure?
You move forward.
Nick
and
Cannon obviously doesn't have a strong black woman in his corner.
So like moving forward from that, right? I believe it's going to take more patience, and it's going to take patience from yourself. You know why? Because now you messed up. You have to understand that, yo, I messed up, so I can see why my people, don't fully trust me, right? But at the same time, it's like, yo, I made a mistake. Just understand that, yo, I'm not, my intentions is to take care of us. Now, you know what I'm saying? And but at the same time, like I said, like if I fuck up and that's on record, I got to take that L too, that my team ain't going to trust me. I got to take that L.
So to add to the other side from the people, like the person that is accountable, how do you feel like within the thought process, because you have to kind of rebuild that trust at that moment, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like a circumstantial thing.
Right.
How do you rebuild that trust with yourself?
So here's the thing. So I think it's really just like, okay, so even when Jay's like, you know, trust me, yeah, I failed, whatever. I think your partner should understand your intentions. So I always understand your intentions. I know you didn't mean to. So I'm already going forward with you because I'm giving you, obviously, the opportunity to continue on and us to continue on the journey to get it right.
But we ain't got enough time to let your intentions fuck us up.
However, basically, then you, again, have to understand if I'm not just as thrilled to take your trust me next time, just understand that we could still move through the journey and you could still keep, like, boom, you get things done, you keep leading and shit going right. Each time, I'm going to trust you a little further and further, but you have to be okay with that. And that's really my point. I think a lot of men don't understand that you cannot decide for a woman what you did that was distrustworthy for them. Is that the word?
No.
Like their emotions towards.
What's the word?
Untrustworthy.
Where the fuck did I get distrustworthy? Hey, untrustworthy for me. You can't decide that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you'll do something, men will do something, they don't even realize that they're breaking trust. But we're like, wow, okay.
Yeah, I see how you moving.
Yeah, I see how you moving, right? So you can't decide that for us. So you cannot just count women out and say women not submissive. Well, you don't know what we're looking at that is identifying as untrustworthy.
So here's my thing. I'm sorry, but like if I know something and I know that I know it, I don't care how much you want to be that man in that moment. Boy, go sit down. Because you need somebody to let your ass know, all right, relax.
That's
all right.
And that's just how I feel like some women are just not pushovers.
And I feel like, and that's the problem. That's the problem.
Some women are just not pushovers. You know what?
I feel like if a man really is a king, then he does not want to push over woman because you're going to lack.
Yeah.
And you don't need that. If you want to be a king and you
want
to be a good
king, you need your queen.
You need
a queen. Like if you play chess, The king can't move too much, honestly.
Always,
to be honest,
the queen is the strongest piece.
The queen is the strongest piece.
Even when you think about, I see men always use this lion versus lioness situation. The king don't even do no work.
No, the lion doesn't do any work.
The lion don't do nothing.
The lioness is the one that go get the food.
If that is the case, then we're leading for real. But you have picked your proper lioness.
I just grew a tail. But listen.
I had a conversation with the Wolf that he wrote, Cheaters Not Cheating, right? And he was saying, you know, men have a lot, we deal with a lot of pride issues and women deal with a lot of ego issues. And that's it right there. Yes. If you look at a lion, look at a chessboard, in both situations, the king doesn't do too much. But you know what the king does? That's not even an image. He provides protection for you. He allows you to be safe.
Right there.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, I'm making sure we're safe here. At the end of the day, if I'm walking, like I said, if I'm walking on the outside of the road, it's because I'm making sure that I get hit first. I'm making sure that I get splashed on first. It's making sure that I'm taking the hit first.
But see, that is what I will submit to because now I respect you because I know for a fact that you you care about me because you're protecting me. So I know that you're not my opposition.
But what I would say is, and I, again, like I said, although men make mistakes, a lot of them, let's not get it fucked up.
Women too.
No, no, I'm just talking about, because I'm talking about self.
Accountability.
Right?
You got that.
Men make a lot of mistakes. Women, I'm not going to tell you what y'all are supposed to do or not. That ain't my job. Men want women to be able to be there to trust them, to be able to take that word, even though, like when Shadi said in the beginning, even though it may look different, take my word because I got you. I got us in this situation. And I know it's hard because at the core of submission is trust. That's not getting fucked up. And it might be hard, but just fuck with me. Because if you don't trust me, we shouldn't even be together.
But that's not true. In order to even get to trust, you have to show who you really are.
Yeah, so that's the thing. So, like, I don't think this situation, it's like, yeah, trust you, I understand that. But however, if I have seen for you to do something distrustworthy, you have to ride this journey out with
you know
me
what?
As well.
You know what,
so Shade? That we can understand.
You know what, Shade? Let's not even say untrustworthy. Let's say that
I'm just unsure.
I know your shortcomings, okay?
Yeah, there we go.
And I'm not saying that you can't outgrow them, but I'm saying that right now, this isn't going to work for you. Not everything works for everybody. So it's not that I don't trust you. I see your vision. It's that you're going about it wrong, right. the wrong way. And I don't want to see you fail. We can fix this
also,
before it gets to that
and
point.
And something I made a point when Jay and I talked about this before is the fact that some men are not accepting to the fact that, bro, you still have maturing to do. They don't want to hear that they have the baby boy factor or that they have immaturities. They could be very mature in this area, but they're still maturing in another area.
And let me tell you something.
You have to be open to that.
Just because you
have to be open to that.
You could know, and I always refer back to this Warren Buffett quote that I read. Well, I watched this interview with him and Jay-Z, and I remember him saying, you know, I'm not some genius. I don't have the highest IQ. He said, but I stay in my area of competence. Mm. That's how I became who I am, because I know where I'm good at and I stay there. You don't have to be a master of everything.
Facts.
So you could know 100%. Every fucking thing.
Jay hates
but there
the
might but
trades.
There's let me tell you something.
No,
I don't care who I meet. I could meet the king of
Israel.
God, yeah, anywhere. And it's going to be something I know that you don't. Whether it's
facts.
About nails or it doesn't matter what
and,
it's about.
And what I'm
you
saying
don't know
is,
everything.
And what I'm saying is if we can we could sum it up, right? What I'm was trying to say is you know me as a man, right? You know that I'm not. Well, I would like to think. I don't know. Because a lot of times, who we really are aren't who we portray ourselves to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or who we think
and
we
you
are.
You have to accept that,
so,
too.
Right. So I'm a try to go out on edge. You know what I'm saying? You have to understand that, as my partner, that I'm not a know-it-all type of person. Like, I will tell you when I'm wrong, I think.
After.
I think.
That's a lot of men.
I know. Because I'm,
a lot of men
again, like I said, I'm not.
After.
My partner can say that
after.
More than.
They'll
so,
tell you after,
so,
but that's
I'm saying,
no
but you,
good.
But, what, I'm say, but what I'm saying is, we, you have people that won't even do that.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
but it
that's,
doesn't take
that's,
it away from the fact that a lot of people think they're know-it-alls.
No,
like,
no. What,
period.
No,
like,
but back, is, I got you. What I'm saying is, just back to my point, you have to understand that, like, if I fuck up, I will be able to take accountability for my fuck up, right? Until I fuck up, if I know it, just trust me. And then if I fuck up, just know that I'm going to take that.
Okay, so, but what if you already did? That's what I'm just confused.
So all right, so
what?
Like
fuck up.
Up.
So I'm so I'm again.
Fuck
I'm
up.
I'm putting it in. You say you don't believe the situation. I'm thinking the situation. Like for example,
I'm
podcast production, general. Right? Podcast production. I think I did a pretty good job at leading. You know what I'm saying? So it's like if I'm saying trust me, I don't see the problem in trusting me.
So here's the issue. How come when me or Alex say something in regards to criticism of the podcast, like, oh, well, like last week I felt like, remember I was like, I don't feel like my lighting is right. How come you take that and you're like, okay, I can see that. Let's fix the lighting. But it's almost like, and I'm not saying that this is what happened. This is just like, you know.
It's a question.
Yeah. If Sade says that the lighting's not right here, it's like, what are you talking about? I've
right.
done this a bazillion
exactly.
times. I'm telling you, the lighting is right.
I mean, if you say that, then I got to look at that. I don't
I've
think I said, I don't mean,
not
I mean,
that,
I mean,
not
gotta,
that instance,
but,
of course, but I've seen
but
it happen.
Because came to me about
I've
mad
told
shit
him,
about
I've
podcast
told
shit.
Him stuff like that. Like,
and I fixed it. She came to me about mad shit. I'm like, all right, bet.
But not necessarily, but I get what
no,
you guys are
but
saying.
I'm saying it's
like
more of
a hard time.
Battle.
Yeah, a hard time. I mean, again, I can't, I like,
Like, you know how when your parents tell you something,
about podcasts, I'm fixing it. Like,
you know when your parents tell you something and it's like, for some reason, you just be like, you know, nah, whatever.
Your favorite aunt can tell you.
Or not even just that, but when you start seeing other people do it, you be like, damn, my mom
I get what you're saying, but maybe the podcast might be a bad example because I feel like Shadi came to me about mad shit and I'm like,
nah, I'm just, no, I've but seen, I get what you're saying. I've seen us have discussions though as a group and I've seen you almost, I'm not going to say discredit what she said, but I've seen you kind of not accept what she said. You didn't take it as constructive criticism. You took it as an insult.
I feel like you feel that way vice versa too though on certain things.
Yeah. Like that you right. 100%. That's crazy. Like 100%.
Alex said, no, we ain't going up today.
But the overall point is, I think that Jazz is trying to make in a relationship, it's harsher to take those criticisms outside of a relationship.
It's easier to see.
Everybody can take it. Anybody can say it.
Speaking of relationships.
But I think that's also because you value a lot what your partner has to say.
This is for you. This is for you. This is for you.
So you're sensitive to it.
This is for Sade. I got a question. I want to play a game, right?
A game.
Yo, it's for Sade. Listen.
He said no game.
Listen, it's for Sade. It's for
no
Sade.
Worries, Mom.
I got a question for y'all. What's one thing? Is it a bad question? That's a bad question.
Okay.
What's one thing that you did because y'all single in your last relationship that you didn't do in your previous relationship before that? And for us, what's one thing?
Like, for example, what's something like what he's basically saying? What's something you used to do for like your old nigga
that you ain't doing,
nigga, but you're not gonna do?
Yeah, like for example, me and Sade, right?
We was talking about this.
Today. So me and Sade, what I did in my last relationship that I don't do in my new relationship, I did it one time. It's shave. So I ain't never the shaving type. Like, I'm a nigga, you know what I'm saying? I take a shower every fucking day, sometimes every other day.
Niggas ain't shit. Niggas be taking bird baths.
Let me be real. But I make sure I wash my dick, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good. Like, shaving, you know, one thing I don't do, because it wasn't really me.
One thing I
don't
do.
Nah, my nigga got to shave his dick. I'm sorry. I don't want to get down there and it's like,
I'm a grown ass man. I need my hair. You feel me?
I mean, a little bit. I don't need that shit like all up in my.
I get hairy guy.
I don't need that shit.
So like one thing I did, like my ex was like, she ain't like that shit. So I bought her clippers. I still got the clippers. I ain't never used this shit since. I'll use it even with her. I used it one time. Like, I ain't never used since.
But like Sade
was,
man.
When I met Sade,
like, I do like a man's
right, she was like, I like a man's man. So I'm like,
overly guy, so
I'm
like
a man's
man. But he took it too far, because remember episode something, I was like, I mean, you know, you could trim
you
the shit.
You can be a man's man
baby,
and still be well groomed.
I said, there we go. I said, you could trim the shit.
But
right?
My shit ain't so old the, crazy.
I'm going to tell you what happened today, right? So the clippers in the drawer, I'm like, you don't even use these shits. And he look at me, he like, he said, so what's one thing? So he was like,
all right, so that's Jay's.
All right, so mine is, I'm going to be honest.
Yo, nah, don't
I'm
say that on the podcast.
I'm saying it.
Nah, don't say that shit. When she told me, that shit hurt. I ain't gonna,
nah,
like,
I want to hear it now.
That shit hurt. Go ahead.
In my defense,
I understand
Jay
her defense.
Intimidated me 100%.
She said this before.
Like, since the beginning. So hurt. I don't send Jay nudes.
I've never sent a nude.
But she used to send it to her ex. She'll send it to me.
What
the
fuck?
You was a new student.
No, no.
This bitch is cat.
That's what?
This bitch is cat. What?
So what it was.
Talking about, yeah, because I don't do that either. Yeah, me either. I ain't with that shit. Oh, but you was doing that shit,
though. I used to. But let me tell you why.
Not anymore.
That shit hurt my heart.
The reason why I don't do it to Jay, I told y'all this before, so I'm getting Jay in the beginning.
I understand.
He like, you know, I don't want no nudes. Yeah, you said, yeah. If you want to send me a video, you got to be penetrating your shit. And I was like, oh, what?
I ain't say all that. I ain't do all that.
What?
I ain't do all that.
I ain't do all that.
Oh,
no.
In her defense.
I never been enough for this. I'm not about to waste my time. I see it in person, baby. In her defense,
I never really been a picture type of guy. Like, honestly, I never like, yeah, don't send me no fucking nude. Send me a video. Let's get it popping. Since the beginning, I just been like, I don't like no fucking picture. Like, don't send me no picture. Send me a video. You getting it popping. I want to see. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I've been. So in your defense, I understand. But when you told me, that shit hurt my heart. I'm like, damn. What? I don't get no fucking news. And I just texted this a couple weeks ago. It's crazy.
You
it's
ruined
crazy.
It for yourself when you told her to fist herself.
I didn't say that.
What do you have?
I didn't say that. Fisting. I didn't say that.
He was like, yeah, because
I bought her a dildo for shit like that. The fuck? What nigga buying this girl a dildo? I'm like, what? What else you want? I'll buy your shirt. What you want? The fuck? Don't play with me. I set you up for the alley. I'm spitting and shit. I gave you the alley. Ooh, I bought that for you so I can get the videos. The fuck?
And this nigga was waiting all day. He like, I'm gonna send it to me.
Meanwhile, I'm in a room by myself, like,
he's checking his phone. He's like, hey babe, your phone working? You're like, yeah.
Like, is your phone working? Like, you can't, is it full? Because I know if it's full, you can't send me pictures or videos. Like, the fuck is
going
on?
But like, yeah, it really was that. That's the only reason why I was like, oh nah, this nigga not about to get me. Because then he proceeds from there. He was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I had this bitch playing working with the controller on. But I was like,
that's
what?
Disgusting. Okay. I mean,
let's so what's on. One thing
Alex,
that,
Alex,
that you might not do for your next thing? Girlfriend that you did for your last girlfriend?
I hate feet. Like, I hate feet.
Oh, so like doing, rubbing feet, too?
Like rubbing toes? Feet. Hell no.
So used to.
Hell no. I ain't never licked toes, but like feet rubs and shit like that. I hate feet. So I ain't.
So you used to rub your ex-girlfriend feet. Because he liked that shit?
Yeah. Fuck but, that. I ain't okay. But
so it's crazy. It's crazy. But no, it's crazy because I never even thought about shaving. But it's like when you have a woman that you like, you know what I'm saying? It's like
rub my feet.
And Sade like, had the nerve to ask me, what did I do for her that I didn't do for other girls? Nigga, he's a like, lot. Nigga,
for
everything.
You,
the fuck are you talking about? Like, nigga, everything.
I'm grown.
Facts. Look, Jazz.
Everybody's like, Jazz.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
You know what? I really can't think of anything solid.
All right,
I'm capping. All right.
So you consistent.
Damn, that don't even look. That ain't
yeah, exactly. Look. Yeah, nah, exactly.
I feel like I haven't been in enough relationships to say like.
It don't have to be a relationship. Your last nigga versus your new nigga.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Oh. Well then, boom, nigga. I'm gonna say okay. Last nigga, I wouldn't fucking cross the street for new nigga, man. Whatever that nigga want to do in the bedroom, hey, I'm with the shits.
So like what, nigga? Yo, you know what? You're Scorpio too. You know what I don't understand? I don't understand how, like, you know how, like, they say, like, the word around town is Scorpio. All
right, if I say, if so you want me to say what I would allow for my new,
freaks, for real,
well, bro. Not my new, but the person so that I'm
I
trying to.
I thought the nigga said something.
You,
they said.
You want to hear what I'm going to let him do? Nah, that y'all ain't
so
ready
what is,
for
so
that
is it
in
something
the
that
podcast.
You did, so is it something that you didn't let your ex do?
Of course.
All right, so what I'm going to say is.
What?
Oh, Alex is a freak. Alex said what? I like this, Alex. I like this,
she
Alex.
She clenched her pearls. She clenched her pearls. Like,
what?
No,
it's inappropriate.
Alex is inappropriate for this podcast?
Yeah.
You gotta be shitting me, girl. Stop playing.
No, it's inappropriate.
We talk about the fuck?
Nah, it's inappropriate.
No, Alex, you wanna know? Alex is horny. Nah, I wanna know. Alex, I ain't gonna lie.
Alex is horny.
Alex horny, but I might wanna know. I might wanna do it. Shit, what? Like what? Tell me.
What?
Yeah, cause I need some gems. Like,
I'm the baby.
What you willing to do?
Nah, cause you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, damn, I'm a freak.
What? Like, you say it. You capping. Say the shit. It's a
podcast. Nah, it's inappropriate.
You fucking up the podcast. Say it.
No, because like,
say
the
shit. Trust me.
That I know.
Trust me, say it.
Facts.
No.
So basically, you dating more than one nigga.
No, what?
So
what?
Say this
I'm
shit.
I'm not dating nobody.
So say it.
Nah, hold
cap,
up.
Cap,
like,
cap,
wait, because cap, they got me fucked
cap,
up. I'm not dating
cap,
anybody
cap,
right
cap,
now.
Cap,
okay?
Say it then. Say this shit. God, then you got mad niggas listening. It's mad
nah,
niggas.
Because you know what? When
cap,
I when I hear it
cap,
back in my head now,
cap,
it's like,
cap,
it's like weird. Bitch. Yeah, it's
so,
almost weird.
Yo, you got so many people. If you don't say it. If you don't say it, you're doing more injustice to the podcast than
okay,
saying.
Boom. All right, I'll say this because this is not what I'm talking about because I refuse
don't
to say
that. Then.
Nah,
don't say
I'm
that.
I'm going to say something
we
that,
don't
want to
hear that.
No, I'm going to say something
you
that I want to see.
You fucking the podcast.
I'm going to say.
You fucking the podcast up.
No, okay, I'll say
hello,
something.
Hello?
I'll say something that I'm willing to like see my new nigga do that I've never, not my new nigga, but the somebody
my
that I want to see do something that I've never wanted to see. I want to
bust
see,
on your face.
Hell no. I want to see him fuck somebody else. I just want to see it. Like,
okay.
I want to be there. I want to see it.
I ain't gonna lie, right?
I want to see
so
it. I don't
never,
know why I want to
no,
see
no,
it.
No,
that's weird, but I want to see
you
it.
You know what? I know why you said that, right? So, you know, me and Jay had a threesome. Whatever. Nah, I'm gonna say this, right?
All right.
I'm gonna say this. So, we have a threesome, right? It was my first time. I've never. No,
podcast
real shit.
Over.
Real shit. Hold on. Not real shit. I'm gonna help my sis out, right?
Okay.
Boom. I never had a threesome before. I get with Jay. This nigga convinces me. Right? Boom. And I look over in this thing and I'm like, It looked good as
I know that shit. That shit look great. Good as hey, look, I ain't gonna hold you. Hey,
I ain't gonna hold you. Shit look good as
and
this.
It's so weird because I'm such a possessive person. I'm such a possessive person. But it's like, I don't know why I want to see him fuck somebody else.
And he sent her home in an Uber and took me. Oh, I was like,
but that's another thing. Hold on, wait. That's another thing. It's like, I almost want to see him
violate her.
Violate the bitch and get the fuck out of here. Bitch, you ain't shit.
Thrash my own bitch. I love you.
Okay, Scorpios got crazy for a second.
You want some shit because that ain't what you was about to say. What the fuck you was about to say?
Jay not gonna let it go.
What
not
were you gonna say? All. You're fucking up the podcast.
I can't say it. It's too much.
You're violating.
What you've done but before?
You know how many people are looking at this podcast like, yo, say it, say it, say it. And they're gonna wait. They're gonna watch it to the end. You know how much, you know what watch time mean? You know what that shit means to YouTube?
For this
you
moment.
Don't even know.
The thing is,
after this, we're gonna end the podcast on this. You know what watch time mean?
The crazy thing is, if she don't say it, she gonna say it. The first thing she say it, as soon
once
as we
done.
As soon as we done.
Oh, yeah, I'm like, cut the camera so I can tell y'all what
so
I'm trying to do.
Say it on
like,
camera.
No, I will not. Because it's just too much.
The Gemini bullshit
it's too much.
Scorpio
I just
podcast.
Said what I said. That's a lot for me to say that. That I want to
you know what you said on... You said a nigga... You shitted on a nigga.
If
you
I never said I shitted on a nigga. Hey, Jay. Jay's a liar. You fucking period having lying ass hoe. He's a liar. He has a...
So hey, you Jay, ain't say you shit on a nigga after he try to fuck you?
Hey, Jay has a period. Jay has a period. Jay gets a period.
Sometimes I do.
Oh my God.
So I'm admitting, so
no,
say it.
I said that when I was 15 years old.
You shit it on a nigga at 15.
I didn't say I shit it on him.
Wait, so wait.
You the
I
definition.
Have a question.
Yo, Nicki Minaj went, did it on him. Like, literally. Like,
what shit involved?
Did it on him.
You know
Jasmine
my,
Greenaway.
Hey, you know what my first Twitter name was?
Shit it on him.
Jazz did it on him.
You're capping. So, what was it?
No,
so,
but
you mean to tell me there wasn't
so
shit involved?
So you're not gonna say it?
Do we have PR here? Or what are they called? The people where you
oh,
go?
Yeah, I know what you
so,
mean.
So
HR?
Gonna,
HR?
You know, oh, PR. That's how you
HR.
Know I'm working out.
So
do we have HR?
So you're not gonna do it?
Geo. No. Geo's our HR today.
Gemini Scorpio podcast, episode 42. Yo.
8 episodes of 50 was good.
8 episodes of 50. Hiller Bay.
You already know.
Miss Greenaway.
I did not show
Alexander the Blonde.